ever learn about core values, that, you know, where you circle the words that are supposed to sort of align with your business? Today, my guest is going to blow your mind because she's going to be sharing a different perspective and one I think you will love. It will not only help to make marketing easier because it's going to crystallize absolutely everything to do with marketing. So when you go to show up and create content, it's easy because you know those core values, but also it can help you grow your business. This interview is going to be a two-parter because we literally spoke for over an hour, but it was so, so good that there was literally nothing I could cut out. So without further ado, listen to part one of how your core values can make marketing easier. Enjoy. Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Hey, podcast listeners, Jen here. Are you struggling with marketing your business, feeling overwhelmed by the demands and unsure of how to attract your ideal clients? Well, we've got the solution for you. Introducing our second annual Creative Marketing Summit, a virtual event happening from February 13th through the 15th in 2024. Join us as we bring together industry experts who will share their invaluable insights and actionable strategies to help you transform your marketing game. Whether you're a business owner or a female entrepreneur in the service industry, this summit is your ticket to success. And thanks to our premier sponsor, Tailwind, it's 100% free. So mark your calendars for February 13th through the 15th in 2024 and go sign up right now at creativemarketingsummit.com or click the link in the show notes. Oh, you guys. Today, I swear, she and I have been talking about getting her on this podcast for months. My finally made it happen. Today, I'm talking with my friend, T. Greenspun, and I'm very excited because she is an acclaimed personal branding coach and photographer specializing in serving dynamic female entrepreneurs who are the soul and face of their business. She's deeply committed to helping women unravel the complexities of online and offline visibility, making it not just manageable, but also a thrilling and fun experience to show up authentically. Passionate about nurturing meaningful connections among female entrepreneurs, Addie serves as a pivotal force in bridging the gap between business success and personal fulfillment. She is all about that. With her infectious energy, I swear we're kind of competing in that area. So when we have a conversation, everyone better just watch out. Energy and amazing expertise turns the often overwhelming task of personal branding into an exhilarating journey of self-discovery and impact expression. As the visionary and founder of the BU Brand Academy, she has created a transformative platform designed to skyrocket women to new heights in their respective fields. A sought-after speaker and best-selling author, Addie is driven by her profound belief that women who excel in business, they have become catalysts for positive changes on a global scale, not just for their own lives or their business. By empowering women to discover their unique voice, Addie is also not just building brands, but she is igniting revolutions. Welcome, yes. Addie.
Oh my God. You were reading that. And we kind of like, I redid that intro and it was a little long. I'm going to say, I might have to like go in there.
I love
but
it.
There, you know what? There is so much of me in that and what I have been creating through the last 5 years. And literally, you and I know each other in person, like, and you know that literally that's what I'm all about, right?
Like, it brings you to life. Like, yes. That's why I read the full thing and I didn't edit anything out because it truly states like who you are.
I love it. Oh my. I love it. It was giving me chills.
Isn't it weird to hear someone else say what you're talking about your business, but to hear someone else say it, you're kind of like, wow, yeah, that's me.
Well, one of the things, this is kind of like a tip for people too. A lot of the words that I use in there have been taken from what people tell me they experience around me. Like, for example, the infectious, right? Like, that's something I would have never put in there. But I am telling you, I can't even tell you how many people tell me, like, your energy is infectious. Your energy is infectious. And I remember, like, thinking, what the fuck are people talking about? I know. That is what people experience. So I started taking how, like, people were, like, describing me or telling me, and I started putting it on my bio. Yes. And that is how we end up with that bio.
Yes. And it is using words that other people describe you is probably one of the most effective action items or tips that, I mean, we've got so much in store for you in this podcast, but it is a great tip that we didn't even touch on yet in the questions.
We didn't even like that. We didn't even started talking about personal branding or marketing or anything. And guys, you can take these already.
Yeah. So let's dive in. We've got a ton to cover. This may be a two-parter. Talk to me a little bit about what jobs you had in the past and kind of like how you got to where you are today, because I love this story.
Yes, I actually was a world champion flair bartender. So for people that don't know what that is, I was one of those bartenders that flip the bottles and like then pour into the cup. And why I say world champion is I actually used to compete. So I traveled the world doing flair competitions. So cool. And that's how I met my husband. That's actually how I ended up in Las Vegas. So I was very like known in that, we say that little world, because in that moment, that world was everything to me. But once I actually stepped on the side of that, I started realizing how much was out there and how much was available to me as a person, not just as a bartender, right? Because in what I did before, I got to the top. I'm from a very small town in Argentina. I mean, I'm from Buenos Aires, but I'm from the suburbs. And I literally ended up in Las Vegas, which was the mecca of what I did, right? So I came to work at a bar here in Vegas. I was there for 16 years. But while I was there, I actually went to school for photography here in Vegas. And I did that because I always knew there was something else for me. I didn't know what that was. I loved to travel. I traveled all over the world. And that was kind of like my hobby. So then I opened a studio when I got pregnant with my son. I was like, okay, I'm going to be a photographer. And I did baby for I learned so much about business by opening that studio, niching down, creating a brand for myself, because, you know, I went through a ton of, you know, at the beginning, you do everything.
Yes.
Right. Like, this is on any career. We can talk about that too. Right. I was doing everything. So, you know, I was a photographer, like, do you need headshots? Yes. Well, I didn't understand, right? Like, the whole concept of niching down. And then eventually I did and niched down to babies. And that was like the first time that I truly built a business, and I was doing really, really good. But I actually ended up going back to bartending somewhere there in the middle. And at the time, I thought that it was a failure. Now I look back and I was like, oh, what an amazing blessing. Mm-hmm. There was so many lessons in that. From there, I briefly got into network marketing. And when I got into network marketing, what happened was like, that's actually where I started developing a little bit of like leadership and like my big vision. That is actually where my big vision came alive. I didn't have any point of reference to what was out there, not only on making money, but on impact and making a difference and leadership and all the things. And I saw this lady speaking on stage, and there was something that lit up for me. And that light never went off until this day. But that is where it all started, right? But I pivoted into personal branding because I was helping my team. And for those of you listening, I'm kind of quoting here. Yeah. I started developing a lot of the things around building your personal brand and pivoting into personal branding photography, because as I started working with women, I was like amazed at the passion that was behind women building businesses.
Yes.
And once I started working with women that were building businesses, not just the women in, and by the way, I was literally on network marketing. At this point, it looks like it was 5 minutes. I think it was like a few years.
Yeah.
But like, it was such a catalyst for growth and really handling rejection and all the things. Like, people talk about network marketing as like the gateway drug into entrepreneurship.
The gateway drug into your entrepreneurship, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, and definitely was that for me. So pivotal. Those are all the jobs I had in my life. Like, I was a bartender for most of my life. And that actually, you know, helped me also to really understand that I love people. Like, I know a lot of bartenders will never tell you this. They're like, I fucking hate people. You see the worst of people. But I loved it. I always work in clubs. But for me,
yeah,
I was constantly on stage. Like, people are like, "Oh, speaking comes so natural to you." I'm like, it's not necessarily speaking, but yes, it is the discipline of practicing something and the discipline, because I literally, like, good practice for 8 hours a day, flipping glass bottles.
Wow. So in the world of personal branding, authenticity is key. And it's also something people struggle with a lot. But how can entrepreneurs, especially women in early business years, ensure that their authentic selves shine through, not just to be authentic, right? Because it is literally the 2023 buzzword. I don't know if you know that. I just heard that 2 days ago. I'm all perfect timing for my podcast. How do they truly impact their audience and potential clients with that authenticity? Of course, we want to grow our business, but how can they make an impact as well?
I absolutely love this question. Okay, so number one, I feel like authenticity is a word that is very bastardized in the online world.
Yes.
Because everybody talks about authenticity, and I don't believe that people truly know what that means, right? So, like, I want to actually go back to the road of self-discovery. Because I think that authenticity really starts with self-discovery, right? And allowing ourselves to truly be who we are. But a lot of the times, we don't really know who we are until a few years in, or a few years into really being like, okay, who do I want to be? Who do I want to help? How do I want to show up in the world? You and I have talked about this in the past. And is, for me, building your personal brand is about living your, again, I don't even want to use the word legacy either. It's about the mark that you leave in the world, right?
Yes.
So when we start talking about what is that mark, that can actually change depending on where you're at. If you're listening, I want you to bear with me for a minute. When I'm working with women, the first thing that we do is we go into self-discovery. And that road sometimes is very rocky.
And uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
It's okay to feel that way.
Well, because a lot of times we are allowing ourselves to say, I don't know, mm-hmm. right? So for example, a question that I ask people all the time, when people talk about your why, this is the first question. Right? And your core values, right? But people are literally grabbing like a piece of paper and like picking core values out of a list. I'm like, we do it in a completely different way. Your core values, they're already there. You don't get to pick them. I mean, you can do priorities. You can start thinking what's important to you and add things. But who you are at your core, it's already there. People literally will tell somebody like you and me, yeah, but I just need to make money. Give me the fast pace to this. And I get it. But the thing is, you do not get to share authentically and to share from a place of confidence until you truly know who you are.
I agree. Even if you haven't done it and you've been in business for 5 years, take the time.
But let's actually put it on practical terms, yeah. Because I think that people tell you, know who you are, your core values, your why, and people are like, okay, great. Now I have all this shit in paper, how do I use it? And that is the biggest problem that we have right now on the online world, right?
Yeah.
Like people like will tell you what to do, but nobody tells you exactly how to use it. So I'm going to give you a few examples of this and why I truly believe that authenticity is kind of like a road. So for me, and I'm like back onto my story, there was a lot of not only self-discovery, but self-acceptance that had to go with me actually sitting down with you today. And I absolutely know that my road and my life as a bartender has helped me so much to get where I'm at today. But for the longest time, I actually didn't want to tell people that because I was under the impression that if I would tell people I was a bartender, they wouldn't see me as an authority. They wouldn't see me as somebody knowledgeable. They would all these things.
Judgment.
All of that. Yeah, but the first person that was judging was me.
Yeah.
Nobody was judging
me. I mean,
I
feel like we judge ourselves so much worse than anyone else is ever going to.
Well, when I was judging myself, I saw that outside, right? That's all I saw. But the moment I started talking about how me bartending brought me to where I'm at, like I know for sure that part of me being a bartender that like flipped the bottles and being on stage and all of that, that comes together with my love for speaking now. Mm-hmm. That is the same love. It's a different performance, but it's the same thing. So when I look back and I'm like, oh my God, every stage, every battle that I broke, every single one of those performances have helped me get to be the speaker that I am today, right?
Absolutely.
There is no coincidences. So the reason why I'm bringing all this into this conversation is when you start really knowing who you are and you start doing the internal work that goes self-discovery, working on your mindset, working on, okay, how do I really feel about this? And for me, I process writing, like I journal a ton. I didn't know this. This started with actually entrepreneurship. For some people, it's maybe talking to other people. For some people, this may be hiring a mindset coach, for whatever you need to do. But that is the secret. When people tell me like, what is the secret sauce? You are the secret sauce, but this is the self-discovery, because when you discover who you are, you practice self-acceptance and you understand that your journey is what people are buying. We always talk about how are you unique, right? And I think that what people don't understand is the only thing that will make you unique is the journey that got you here.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you and me, we both talk about marketing, right? But you and me, we have a photography background. You and me, we have so many parallels in our life, but we're completely different.
I know.
Our journeys are different. So I think that people completely underestimate the power of their journey, the things that happen to them, who they are at their core. Let's talk about core values. So if you're actually watching on YouTube right now, right at the top in my wall, you can see me watching. I have my core values on my wall. Okay.
Ooh.
And I remember the reason for that is because when you start realizing what your true core values are, it's not about the word, and I'm going to read them to you so people can understand how to use them. What I challenge my clients to do is you want to have the word, but you also want to define them.
Because everyone can define words totally differently.
Yes. You're going to laugh about this.
Yes.
My first one is positivity, of course, but I remember there were things in my business that for me, like really trigger me. And I didn't really understand why. For me, it's the power of positivity and a positive outlook on all areas of life are a most important value from business to health to growth. Always think, how can I? This has guided me in so many ways in my business, because you can say, fuck, I'm not good at social media, or you can ask yourself, how can I? And the reason why I'm saying this is when I'm sharing on social media, when I am teaching, when something becomes hard, when maybe something is not coming easy, because guys, you can be absolutely positive, but business is business. There's going to be moments that things are going to happen, right? So for you, this could be, I don't know, I'm going to tell you another one. This came as a surprise to me. Curiosity is actually one of my core values.
Ooh, I like that.
And I didn't know this. But what I remember happening, sometimes I would be working with a client and this person would be maybe a little close off to things and this would trigger me. And I remember started asking myself, why is this triggering me? Well, once I realized that curiosity was a core value, this was kind of going against who I was and my core, right? Now, this doesn't mean I cannot work with people that are a little close off, but I had to find ways to ignite that curiosity in them, right? So again, I'm going to read this for you. Always be learning. Always be open to new ways of doing things. No fear. I ask questions. This is where the coaching part comes in, right? But also, this has helped me understand things in my relationship with people, things in my relationship with my husband, right? I always look for mentorship, travel, see new things, want to learn about others. Now, why am I sharing this with you guys and how you can apply this? Everything I do, I'm sifting. So I'm kind of sifting everything in my business through these core values, how I make decisions, right? How am I creating content? How am I showing up with a positive attitude? And how am I actually creating that mark in the world? Like for whoever like follows me and you and me are friends and we met in person, like literally, I talk about this all the time. And sometimes I'll hear somebody say something negative and I will tell them like, how can you turn this around? How can you ask yourself, how can I? So it kind of starts leading through your life. But you cannot be authentic if you don't know this.
Yeah. Take this a step further because I think this is really powerful for everyone who's listening or watching now. What are a couple tips or maybe a technique that you use with your clients to help them discover these core values to the degree that you just showed?
Oh my God. I love, okay. I might actually butcher this because I would like, it would have been a really good idea to have this in front of me, but I actually took this out of a psychology book. And what happened was like, I had several coaches, like you had several coaches, and literally people would go through their core value from a list. And this was highly disturbing to me.
Yeah, because it makes you want to pick things that you think your clients would want you to have versus what is in you. Yes.
That was exactly, I was like, I think this is it. But then I remember, okay, I remember reading this and I remember like, putting family. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but most of my family don't even live here. So I don't understand what this means to me, right? So I started like realizing that I was like asking people to do the same. And I'm like, you don't get to pick who you are. You are, and then you can grow from there. You can become better or bigger or whatever you want, but you got to know what the fuck are you working
on? Yeah, what are you, what do you have naturally?
So I remember, and I love psychology and I read a lot of like, it has to be easy psychology. I don't read Freud, right? Yeah. Like, no, it needs to be like easy, digestible, fun, all this stuff. And I came across these core values exercise and I was like, oh my God. One was like, okay, what are things that when you encounter in others, you actually absolutely hate? And there was a thing where you put like your top five, right? And then you stated, what was the opposite of that? And actually, this is kind of like a five-step thing.
Yeah.
This is literally a module inside of my program, the first thing people do when they come in. And I can't even tell you how many people tell me, oh my God, I've done so many core value exercises. Then you can actually sift it as your business is growing. You can kind of be, okay, I'm going to do this through my business. I honestly, this is it. My personal ones are also my business ones because, I mean, even though I have a small but mighty team, it's just me.
Yeah.
I am the head of this team, right? So I don't consider myself a solopreneur, but I, whatever my core values are the core values of my personal brand, my business, everything. You stated those things and you stated what you hated on other people. And also what you hated when these, and I believe the excerpts I had, like the adjectives there, they had to be adjectives. That was a thing. Family is a thing. And then you actually made them a noun. So there were things that you could hate on other people, like things that exacerbate you. And then you made them a positive.
So cool.
And that is just a part of it. I know there were more steps. But I remember this part was the part that I was like, oh.
It clicked.
Of course it's a core value. Mm-hmm. It clicked for me. What really distilled was, for example, one of the other ones is abundance. That's a core value for me. But this came from actually realizing that I hated when people had scarcity thoughts around life and business. But also, I hated penny pinching while I loved being very smart around my money, which I didn't consider to be the same.
Yeah, yes.
So this was so important because as I was defining all of those things, it made me look at stuff. I'm going to give you an example of something that this actually happened. There was something that happened with a client of mine. We did kind of like a trade, and she showed up to this trade and she wasn't showing up as her best self. And what I knew she could absolutely deliver to this trade that we were doing, I kind of took it personal. I remember I came home and I started looking at my core values. Kind of like 2 or 3 weeks went by and I didn't tell her anything. Now, another one of my core values is honesty. The way I described it is always strive to be transparent, always do what I say I'm going to do. My communication style is blunt. And while I take high consideration of people's feelings, I always say what I think and give my honest opinion. Because the truth is that you cannot coach people if you don't. And I remember thinking, sitting here, looking at that, I mean, like, I have to have a conversation with this person.
Yeah.
I sent her a message and I was like, we need to jump on a Zoom call. And I told her. And she told me, this is why I love you.
Oh.
I am so thankful because as a mentor, yes, it hurts that you're telling me this, but I can grow from here.
Yes. And she will only be better for it.
But if I wouldn't have looked at my core values, I probably would have stayed out of alignment. And this was something that was bothering me. Now, for every single one of you listening, your core values are going to be different. Maybe honesty is defined in a completely different way to you.
Yes.
But how crazy it is that that's how it was defined for me.
Yeah.
Right? And what happens is you start acting out of alignment in your business, in your content, how you say things. And now if you want to bring it to the true how you show up authentically in your business, this is how you show up authentically. It's not about what you wear and what you say. And it's you start showing up as you're learning about you. And you're like, okay, how would I tell this to somebody if I truly was sitting in front of this person? And you show up on camera saying it that way.
Yeah.
So. You don't censor yourself. Whatever your core values are for you, right?
Yeah.
I promise you, it will probably be a little hard because you will be challenged to show up as your true self. But the thing is, everything from the moment you write a post to the moment you decide how you present your offers to the moment, like everything is sifted through that.
Okay, so in terms of core values, I've never heard it presented the way that you're presenting it. It's so exciting and it's making me want to break out a notebook. Okay, that's how I know when I'm excited.
This goes back, okay. So one of the things that people absolutely can take from here, which I think, again, is giving ourselves permission. For me, there was a huge self-discovery that went on, moving obviously from bartending to opening a studio. And since we're diving into it, one of the reasons I actually came back to bartending is I felt really lost. I had a baby business. I had a baby baby. Yeah. I had a baby.
And you were photographing babies.
Yeah. So there was a lot of overwhelm that was happening there. And what happened when I went back to my job is I almost found myself again and I could grow from that place, right? But going back to authenticity, I didn't have the guts to, in my photography business, really talk about being a bartender and what that meant and all of that, right? So there was so much self-discovery. And now jumping forward, I was a photographer now for several years. When I decided to start focusing on personal branding, I was actually reading a ton and things outside of the industry. This is where the tip is for you guys. Allow yourself to find what is truly calling to you. Because when I found this exercise on that book, one of the things that happened was like, well, but everybody's teaching core values in a different way.
Yes.
And I was like, who am I to teach it this way? But I knew.
You were perfect for it. Like,
and that's exactly where the teaching is. Yeah. Allow yourself to bring you into the equation. And I'm going to tell you, this is all about self-permission and self-acceptance and really learning to trust your gut. That doesn't happen overnight. That happens on that self-discovery road. When we talk about fulfillment and business and bringing them together, and you and I are part of like a huge community yeah. that thrives on that. Because I don't believe that you're going to stick with your business and you're going to grow and you're going to make money and you're going to do what it takes every single day. We were talking about this off camera yes. earlier, being tired, like working your business and all of that. You're not going to push through the shitty stuff if you're not truly connected to these core values, what you want to create in the world, which in return is your personal brand.
Exactly. Okay, so for those that are unable to invest yet in that, but see the value of it. I mean, you obviously came up with a great tip and think about things that sort of rile you up in others and try to think about the opposite. Do you have more tips in that area in terms of not even just coming up with the words, but coming up with the definition? Because what I noted was that your definitions were so you, just knowing you, right? And how were you able to come up with that description?
I shared earlier, like for me, I never journal in my life until I started entrepreneurship, because there was a lot of mindset things that I need to work through, especially like coming from bartending, being like at the top of my game. And not, for me, there was a lid that opened. I was like, oh my God, there is a world out there. And I was like, what? Right? So I had a lot of like mindset issues to work through, like guilt and money felt a little dirty. I don't know, like all these things. I'm still working through them, right? But I think that once you sit down and like, let's say, well, let's work with positivity, right? What actually positivity means to you?
Yeah. Yeah. And for like, for me, my definition of positivity, that's the one that like got me, that made me realize how important the definition is. Because for me, I literally look at every single thing going on in my life through the lens of the glasses half full. I am already thinking on a positive thing, even in the most dire of circumstances. My father passed away, like, and I was able to see positives, parts of it, not in the fact of it, but in parts
of
it.
No, but maybe like the blessings, right? Like,
yes, like what you learned. I took photos with him the month before, and how important that photo is today, right? People say you are like my personal cheerleader. Well, I'm not being a personal cheerleader to everyone. That's just how I see life.
So in that exercise that I was like, okay, when you realize what are these things that like truly like trigger you, or like that you absolutely hate on somebody else and you hate them when they show up in you. I think part of the exercise, part of why that is so powerful, is because you look at like these traits or things that show up in other people, they bother you, but you absolutely hate them when they show up in you. So you have kind of like that negative take, but then what is it about it? And I think that when you're actually writing, well, I hate it when somebody can realize, like, it's saying, I can't do this. That is how I actually came up with that.
And that is so, like, what do you mean? Like, take it on. You can absolutely do this. Like, yeah.
So for you, that would be you thinking like, oh my God, it absolutely triggers me when people are seeing the worst on every situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the truth is that every single one of us has a completely different filter. Mm-hmm. Again, it's based on our experiences, on the things that we live, like what we learn, our culture, all of that.
So good. Let's say we have someone who's wanting to show up as authentic or wanting to really dive into their brand, their personal brand. It's obviously super easy if you work with someone like Adi, obviously, right? Let's just put it out there. But
usually people get to me by the time they either been trying, right? It's very rare somebody's like, okay, I knew I had to build a personal brand. Here I am, right? Yeah. Like usually people, they're start by strapbooting it or bootstrapping.
Yeah.
Right? Or they have done some of the work. Yeah. They're somewhere over there.
And they want to crystallize it. And now they're like, okay,
so now like I'm going to the next level. It's very rare that somebody will like start their business or their journey by saying, oh, I need a personal brand.